There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile, Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Live local talk over the next hour. A couple things we're watching. Number one, the radar, and we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Talk more about the forecast for this afternoon. But if about, I don't know, 25% of us getting rain right now out there in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and it shifts. And we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, there's now another chapter. So we started off last hour with the discussion of Governor Ivey putting in a statewide mask ordinance through July 31st. So, and this, even though she said tomorrow, July 15th, it goes into effect at 5. I've learned to speak Governor Ivey over time. That means today at 5. That, I think, goes into effect. So the mask ordinance is in effect until the 31st. And now, interestingly enough, we talked about this morning, Lieutenant Governor of the State, Will Ainsworth, is coming out and questioning the governor's move for a statewide mask mandate. So now we have trouble in paradise all over again. And we'll continue that discussion. And as new pieces of this come together, we'll pass it on. Also, you can check out those stories and a whole lot more on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. All right. And I want to say hello and get you close to that mic. Scoot on up. A buddy of mine, been a buddy a long time, went from mild-mannered dean of the world of, and I'm going to say it, he's going to get mad, plexiglass, because then he's going to correct me that it's not the plexiglass world. He goes from that to being, I would say, the kingpin of social distancing when it comes to elections and retail operations and everything in between. John Glover from Alpha Plastics has joined us in studio. Get close to the mic and welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me in. Glad to be here.
So you've been doing this, I'm going to age you here, but I've known you a long time. You've been doing this a long time. You've been in the, tell people, Alpha Plastics, what's your line? What do y'all do?
All right, industrial and commercial plastics distributor and fabricator. So okay. We were actually founded back in 1975 by a guy named Joe Johnson who came to Mobile, saw a need for plastics, and he started out actually selling chair mats.
Yeah, and, so you don't tear up your floor.
Yeah, exactly. And he was doing custom chair mats. And then he just grew it to the point where he had a location up in Huntsville, Alabama, which serviced the
Space and Rocket Center up there.
Thank you. And
Redstone,
and a big operation over in New Orleans, and one over in Pensacola. And then he wound up selling it to another person that slowly put those out and focused on the Mobile market. And then he had decided that he had had enough fun, and I stepped in and bought it from him.
You know, you think about this, talk about starting with those chair mats, mm-hmm. and all that, and the different permutations of where you go with this. Probably when he started the company, or when you took over, you probably didn't think, this is going to be, we're going to have plexiglass every place there's a register. Anytime you go to vote, we're going to have plexiglass everywhere.
Didn't really see this coming. And we kind of had an idea that it might get big early on. But if you think back 3 months ago, which seems like a lifetime ago, when this kind of was getting rolling, we recognize the need for the shields, and that the basically trying to secure the material to make the shields for everybody. And whether we were that involved in the making of the shields or not, our main concern at that time was to have enough material to be able to do our regular business.
Well, the shields that y'all saw yesterday when you went and voted in Mobile County, those shields, the manufacturer of those, from Alpha Plastics.
Exactly. We work closely with the County Commission and Judge Don Davis on those. And we worked through a design that was acceptable by everybody, that they're portable, they'll be able to be reused.
They had to be freestanding. At least the ones I saw were all freestanding.
Exactly. So we were fortunate enough to get that, do those, and we've heard from Judge Davis that he's heard a number of folks that commented on them, and they were really pleased with them. And then word got up to Anniston, and we did a number of them from up there.
Oh, you broke out of Mobile County.
Yeah, we went statewide with them. So
how many? What was your deadline, and how many? You know, how much time do you have to get all these made?
Well, that was the challenge, because again, just material shortages and what's available out in the marketplace, it's very hard to find a sheet of plexiglass anymore.
Right. There's probably no inventory backlog out there anywhere.
Not hardly. So lead times for materials are probably reaching 2 to 3 months to be able to get any substantial amount. So that makes it challenging to quote these big jobs, because you can't quote them if you don't have the material. But we were fortunate enough, we did get out in front of it, and over the last 45 years, we've developed enough contacts with the manufacturers and different folks that we're sitting on a pretty decent inventory.
Okay, so when you get that, you got to go look, and you didn't have an inventory of that design. You had just X number of sheets, and then you had to figure out how many screens can we make out of this?
Exactly. And what's the best design? And so this one freestanding design that we came up with, it, again, like you said, if you were out of the voting polls, you saw that has some little removable legs on the side of it, and they can be laid down flat for
good,
storage.
Good, so you can stack them.
Yep. And then they're really about as stable a design as you can come up with. And so with that, they're various sizes that, fit each application and so forth. And then we have some that hang. If you have, like, inside of the booth here, we have, you've got the ceiling tiles, and they can hang down.
And I see more, though, maybe I've seen freestanding somewhere else, but I didn't remember it. What I'm used to seeing when I go to the stores is the hanging set of that, until I voted yesterday and saw the freestanding. But I mean, are you getting people that are saying, hey, I had hanging from a chain, now I want to have it standing up like that one? Or
So the initial design for the voting center, we were going to mimic what they had done up in Wisconsin during their runoffs, and that was more of a big 4-foot by 8-foot framework, wooden framework, and it didn't lend itself to being transportable, and there were a lot of lumber expenses and everything involved in that, and one of the first people that we had seen a similar design on was a nail polish, a nail salon. All right.
They needed that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And they came up with a similar design, and we played with that. And so they were the first ones that said, they recognized the contact with their customers and so forth. Kind of hair salons and nail salons, women are going to...
Always leading the way.
Yes, absolutely.
Leading the way.
So that they... people want their nails looking good and the hair looking good.
That's
so,
right. Let's talk about this kind of the... If somebody's listening to us right now, if you're just joining us, I'm talking to John Glover with Alpha Plastics. You saw those partitions yesterday when you voted. It's... that company right there, John, and the crew that made it with Alpha Plastics. If somebody goes, all right, I want to kind of change what I'm doing at my business for some kind of separation, What if they don't know? I mean, does somebody have to have a design and say, John, I want to make it this, that, or the other? Or can you consult with them with what's realistic, or what, you know, what most people are doing?
And yes, we do design. We aren't necessarily set up to go out on site and, you know, give a consultation, but just through working with them over the phone, find out what the desk heights are, you know, what their needs are, and so forth. And then we've been doing it long enough to where we can figure out what's going to be most suitable for them.
And you're in, being a local business, and you're sourcing, the chances are you're going to be able to get them taken care of well before anybody else out there.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said earlier, we have gotten in front of the material shortage, and we've actually developed a very strong relationship with McAleer Furniture, and they had come to us not really realizing that we could do this. They had been purchasing them online from another company, and then that company ran out of product, ran out of material, and they couldn't make them anymore. So they asked if we would be willing to do that, and that relationship has really worked out well.
Somebody contact you, or how should they do this?
And it kind of depends. You know, one-offs and so forth, we're not really set up to do that. When we go into production, we're most economical if we can do a larger number of screens. So, and we don't. We haven't built up an exact inventory and enter McAleer Furniture. They have done that, and they have been very good in working with us. They've come up with through their experience different sizes that seem to work really well. So they have maybe five standard sizes.
Okay,
so we can do some custom jobs because everything is a little bit different. But by and large, you know, if you're looking for one or two, I would probably recommend it for expedience purposes to get with the folks at McAleer.
All right, Tom. But if it's more, contact y'all. How do they do that?
Our phone number is 251-471-1130. And just give us a call, and we'd be glad to step you through exactly what your needs are, you know, and how we can help you get back in business or protect your workers.
Absolutely. John Glover, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm going to need a sheet of that just to get out to my truck later. It's pouring here at our studios. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, area flood advisory in effect until 4:45. That is for Mobile and Baldwin counties, and I think over into the Florida Panhandle as well. Look at those rain showers just stacked through North Baldwin County, east side of Mobile County as well. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. All right, I mentioned earlier that Governor Ivey had a little speech today. We talked about this morning it was going to happen, a little presser. It was all about masking and the governor calling on everybody in the state to fall under a statewide mask ordinance. Here's what she had to say.
Well, good morning, everyone. Our current safer at home order would expire Friday, July 31st at 5 p.m. And Dr. Harris and I are here today to talk about the growing number of cases despite the guidance that is in place. Now, he'll go into specific details about those numbers, but here's the bottom line. Overnight, last night, we had 2,141 new cases. That brings our total to 58,270 cases, and we've had 1,183 deaths. Over a two-week period from June 29 to July 13, the total number of COVID cases 19 in Alabama rose by 50%, and the number of COVID patients hospitalized during this same time period has increased significantly. 9 of the first 13 days of July saw daily increases of more than 1,000 cases. despite all our best efforts that we're seeing, increased cases every day are still occurring, and we are almost to the point where our hospital ICU is overwhelmed. Earlier this week, 87% of our ICU beds statewide were occupied. Folks, the numbers just do not lie. For these reasons, today with the support of Dr. Harris, the medical community, and many in our business community, I am announcing a statewide mandatory mask wearing effective starting tomorrow, July 15th at 5 p.m. to be in place until the end of the month. This will be in addition to our safer at home order that is currently in place. And as everyone knows, at our last press conference on June 30th, 2 weeks ago, we extended our safer at home order until the end of July. And some of you will recall at that time that while Dr. Harris and I could order you to wear a mask, it would be next to impossible to enforce. I also remember saying that you shouldn't have to be ordered to do what is in your own best interest and in the best interest of those you know and love. Well, folks, I still believe this is going to be a difficult order to enforce. And I always prefer personal responsibility over a government mandate. And yet I also know with all my heart that the numbers and the data over the past few weeks are definitely trending in the wrong direction. To reiterate, nothing else in this order changes. And at this time, we will not further limit capacity nor restricting events from operating. However, as I have stated, this mask order is hard to enforce. So once again, I'm calling on everyone in our state to practice personal responsibility and wear a mask. I continue to believe that personal responsibility is everyone's responsibility. To help our fellow citizens, we have created graphics for our businesses and stores that they can download for free and can be printed and displayed in a window, letting the public know that that business requires a mask. These graphics are available at governor.alabama.gov, and I'm hoping my friends here in the media today will share those numbers and those graphics with you as well. Throughout this process, I have said that I reserve the right to come back and reverse course. This mask mandate is the first step of doing just that. Clearly, there are some other more restrictive actions that we could take, such as closing things back down, but I don't want to go there unless there are absolutely no other options available. And as I've repeatedly said throughout this pandemic, to have a life, you need a livelihood. And the economy and livelihood of our small businessmen and women, as well as our workers, weighs heavy on my heart every day. And moreover, to keep our businesses open and keep our economy on a pathway toward recovery, it's vitally important for our people to continue to earn a paycheck. You cannot work if you are not healthy. So that is why I'm trusting the people of Alabama to do the right thing and wear a mask. With everyone's cooperation, we can slow down the spread of this virus. And let me wrap up by reminding everyone that we've got many, many big and important decisions to make in the coming weeks, like trying to reopen our schools without spreading the virus, going back to college, even the whole debate among our universities about whether or not there'll be football in the fall. And we're going to need everyone's help if we're going to slow the spread and turn these trends into a different direction. We are counting on our business community to help enforce this. We're going to need our small towns and cities to help us as well. And we're certainly not asking our sheriffs and police officers to go out looking for people who are not wearing a mask and arrest them. But we are asking everyone to do a better job practicing social distancing, personal hygiene, and now wearing face masks. As hard as it is to admit, we're all learning to live with COVID-19 until the cases start to decline and or our medical experts find a vaccine or a cure. And folks, if it feels like guidance is constantly changing, I completely understand, but things are evolving very fast every day, and we are making the best decisions we can with the information we have available. And I sure know that many of us are...
All right, so there you go. The bulk of it, Governor Ivey, and the mask ordinance statewide. So now cities, municipalities don't have to worry about that. Counties don't have to worry about it. It's all under the governor's mask order. So a lot of states with Republican governors out there have mask ordinances. Alabama's no different. We just got on board today, right? Right, we'll check the news headlines and Dr. Bill's forecast, and we're coming right back. Lots more show on the way.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Wednesday style. Watching that radar. I mean, Mobile County, Baldwin County, we're all getting our share of thunderstorms this afternoon and pretty heavy rain. And we have that area flood advisory in effect till 4:45. Oh, no, they changed it to 4:15. So we got that going for us, which is nice. Let's check in with Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hear that? We have a reduction in our flood advisory. That's good news.
That makes me feel so wonderful right now, Sean. I mean, words not even describe.
Hey, let's talk about this. Not the weather situation, but everything going on in the news cycle. And I always like to talk about that with you and see how that affects precious metal prices. What's it been doing today, yesterday, for gold and silver?
It's been climbing up, and that ratio we always talk about so much has actually been getting a little tighter. Gold is hovering right around $1,800 an ounce, and silver is in the $19 range now, so that ratio is down close to 90 to 1, where not that long ago it was actually around 120 to 1.
And you were pointing that out back then. You pointed that out as an opportunity back then.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it's really starting to creep up. A lot of people have been using this opportunity to get into gold and silver. They're also looking at all the money the government is spending that they don't even have and wondering how that is going to affect things by the end of the year or first part of next year. And a lot of people think gold and silver is a good bet at this point in time.
All right. Tell folks how to come find you, talk about precious metals, and maybe while they're there, check out all the other thousands of gift items in the shop.
Yeah, we've had a lot of cool new stuff coming in and on the way. They can come by in person, 2204 Government Street. Check us out online at mobilebaycoins.com. Or if you want to see the new stuff as it's coming in, like and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram.
Will do. And we'll see you soon. Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins, and my friend Barry Lee Gay from the Mobile Sanger Theater to join us to talk about the extended summer classic movie series.
Yes.
Even more.
We're having an event.
Yeah.
So that in itself is very exciting.
These days, you know, I can, through your eyes and what you do in so many years and putting on events.
Yes.
It's a different world for you.
It's been quite an odd few months having no events at all. Kind of don't know what to do with myself. But so I'm super excited to be here to talk about this.
So we do have an event now.
Yes. So normally we do our series annually every year in the summer. And normally it's six movies. But this year, because there's not much going on.
There aren't other events.
No. But they're starting to come back around a little bit, but still not a lot going on. And we wanted to bring people downtown and give them a chance to do something affordable. So we have extended our movie series to 13 movies.
All right.
Yes.
Now, in the past, this has been, with some exceptions, I take some umbrage with some of the movies y'all have chosen over time.
Yes.
Yeah. Just, you know,
fairly.
But generally, they are darn good movies and part of America's cinematic history here.
Yeah, so
and I feel that way, like about the movie Airplane. I feel that way
yes,
about that movie.
And we did take the word classic out of the movie series this year, just to note, because you and some other people had an issue with some of our choices being classics.
Classic. Okay. But, all right. So,
but, you know,
they're pretty darn good.
We tried to offer, and we've done this in the past as well, but this year especially, we're trying to offer a diverse option, a number of options, so that right. you can kind of find at least one or two that you like. There's a little bit of something for everybody. I'll just name them off real quickly. I'm not going to give the dates. You can put that up on mm-hmm. Twitter. It's on our website, mobilesanger.com. But we kick off this Sunday with National Lampoon's Vacation.
Classic.
Then we have Airplane, Citizen Classic. Kane, Citizen Kane, Remember the Titans, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Big Chill, Frozen, Muscle Shoals, Footloose, Pretty Woman, The Bridge on the River Kwai, Ghost, and Jailhouse Rock. And I did not, I had to look at a cheat sheet, by the way. I didn't know those from memory, because how can you remember all those?
This is what's, but they're, with the exception of Frozen, don't get me started. I have at least the majority of the Sullivan House will want to go see Frozen.
Right.
I'm just not in that
right.
demo. The others, these are great.
Yeah. I mean,
these are just National Lampoon's Vacation, Airplane, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You're like going down my hit list of movies.
Well, and so, you know, I would like to touch on that about how we choose the movies
how
that
do
we
you
do.
That?
Well, we work through a company. We have to buy the rights to show the movies.
Okay.
And they have at certain times only certain titles available. So at any given point, we only have a certain number of options to show. But this year, we also had the drive-in movies at yeah. the Hank, and we didn't want to do any of the movies that they did. So we right. waited until they announced all of their schedule, and then we picked based on what was left over. So
those are good movies.
They picked great movies, and we had, luckily, we got most of the ones that we wanted. The kids' movie was probably not our first choice, but, you know... They took some of the good ones, but we're happy to share that because they also offered people the opportunity to get out and do something. So, and that's what really this is about, is just offering the community an opportunity to safely get out, and I'll touch on that as well, at an affordable price, and come downtown, support the restaurants down there while you're
yeah.
there, go grab lunch then or dinner and come to a movie. And this year, with it being 13 movies, we're going to have one every Sunday afternoon at 3 and every Thursday night at 7.
Okay. So. And that's so that schedule will be a different movie on Sunday and Thursday, or the same one Sunday?
No, a different movie every time. Right. So you can find the whole schedule at mobilesanger.com. And so we only show each movie one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I've talked about this over the years, and this is a popular event. But I'm not going to pretend like this is not in the time of, you know, mask orders.
It's
and
not a Bob Dylan concert, you know? Or yeah.
I mean, let's talk about how you deal with this. Is social distancing? Are we masking? What are we doing here?
Yeah, so we are actually, you know, the order that Governor Ivey put out allowed us to reopen at 50% capacity. But we actually took the map and broke it down to figure out how we could best put everybody in the theater safely and mm-hmm. still maintaining social distancing. And we're really only at about 31%.
Okay.
So we're only selling 700 tickets to each movie. And we've put people in groups of four. There will be some two spots available. But we, you know, the big thing is everybody will have to wear a mask.
Okay.
Now, if you're in the theater eating your popcorn and, drinking your Coke, and mm-hmm. we do have, you know, protective measures on the food and all that. You don't have to have the mask on to do that. But then when you finish, we will ask that you put it back on. But we have figured out the best way that we think, and we worked closely with the health department and the city in order to do that. And they have been very supportive, and we feel like we can, you know, we're still pretty low on the, we're at about 31% occupancy. So
it's not so even it's pushing not, the limit.
Yeah.
And that part of it, though, that what you said, Mary Lee, I think is telling, because I was talking about this earlier in the hour with the mask ordinance. And I think if you want the economy to get moving and you want things back open, you wear a mask.
Right.
Because you just said this is based on the governor's mask ordinance gives you some more ability to put people at an event.
Right. So
that people don't think about it. Yeah, explain that, because this is the real world of it that you live in.
Right.
So if you have a mask, now you can be at 50% if there's a mask ordinance.
Yes, we could, but...
I know you're not, what I'm saying, though, but you can.
We can be open at 50%, but that's hard to do with social distancing. If you're practicing social distancing with our seat, you know, being built in 1927, the seats were... A bit smaller than they are today.
But overall, a business out there that now, because of a mask ordinance, can open and do things that might not be able to without the mask ordinance.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do this without the mask. I mean, if you've ever been to the Sanger, you know, like I just said, it was built in 1927. There's not a lot of space in there, especially in the lobby areas, the concession areas. We're going to have extra concession areas open and spread everybody out just as much as we can. Again, we're only going to have 700 people max there. Mm-hmm. So that's not like you're coming to a 1,900-person concert where it's going to be full and packed in there. You'll be able to move around and maintain the distance. But it is, you know, without the mask, we wouldn't be able to do this.
And that's why it's important for you to say that, because I think if people don't deal in the business of events like you or a retail business, they don't think about why that I mean, I'm not crazy about the mask ordinance, but I'm crazy about the economy and our businesses here. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly simple thing to do. It's not comfortable for me. I'm claustrophobic. I don't like it, but I like to be able to go out and do things too, and I want the economy to move forward. So
that's the trade.
If I've got to do this for a little while, then we're all going to do it. And you know,
well said. I think it's worth hearing it from somebody who lives this firsthand.
So. Yeah, and the honest truth is, you know, I'm very concerned about the concert industry. It's
it talks to me. This is what you've been doing since you and I met each other a long time ago.
I started out in 2004, so this is fairly. I'm pretty good with what I know about this, but it's a struggle. It's going to be a struggle to get this industry back to a standing point. I mean, we're at our knees right now, and you know, promoters especially are not able to take the risk of putting on a show or bringing somebody with you know, this going on, and so. Until we get this under control, I don't know when we'll be able to have shows. I don't know when artists will be comfortable going out. I don't know when promoters who have already lost ungodly amounts of money.
Yeah, I want to talk about all the different people. Can you hang on for a second?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
We're running the news break and coming right back. Mary Lee Gay from the Mobile Sanger Theater and the extended Summer Classic Movie series that starts Sunday at the Sanger.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Showers still popping out there for Mobile and Baldwin County. Looks like that's going to hang on at least for another couple hours with that area flood advisory till 4:15 out there. So remember, turn around, don't drown, all that stuff. Don't be stupid. Right, there you go. That doesn't rhyme like the other one, but don't turn around, don't be stupid. All right, there you go. My guest who has to deal with this is my friend also, Mary Lee Gay from the Mobile Sanger. Turn around, don't be stupid.
I like it.
Don't drown, don't be stupid. Don't be stupid, don't drown.
Just don't do it.
There you go. All right, very good.
Be smart.
And we're going to circle back because people were asking about movie titles once again, and people can go to y'all's website or our Facebook page to get those.
Yeah, go mobilesanger.com or we have an event on our Facebook page, but I'll run through the names real quick. National Lampoon's Vacation starts this Sunday, then Airplane on Thursday, and then after this it'll be Sunday, Thursday. Citizen Kane, Remember the Titans, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Big Chill, Frozen, Muscle Shoals, Footloose, Pretty Woman, The Bridge on the River Kwai, Ghost, and Jailhouse Rock.
All right.
So it ends on Sunday, August 30th. So
we got a while. That's good. All right. And the other part of what I want to have this discussion about is you are in one of those sectors that has been so hard hit through this.
It's incredible. I mean, I can't even begin to... explain how deeply affected that our industry has been. We were the first.
And your industry, someone who's just checking in, you describe hospitality.
Concert, the hospitality
events.
Yeah, so I work for ASM Global. We manage the Mobile Civic Center, Convention Center, and the Sanger Theater. So I'm seeing it from both the convention side and the live entertainment side. The convention side is taking a massive hit as well.
Are there, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's not really people that, very few people that want to fly to a convention right now. So,
right.
And that's
in
any
no-go.
City. I mean, that's hurting cities all over the country.
Right.
I mean, you know, Las Vegas and
oh, yeah,
Orlando, all these places that's a major part of their industry and their economy and Mobile as well. I mean, we make a lot of money off of conventions.
Yes.
And the cruise industry, and that's all been shut down.
So that's out of the loop. The down to the level of just events, local events.
Yeah.
That are just local folks going to this or that or the other.
Everything, you know, you hear things being canceled, like Shrimp Fest was canceled.
I saw that today.
Today,
yeah.
And it's devastating.
That's a big deal.
And, you know, I think about the week that everything kind of started spiraling. I was here talking about Touch a Truck in March.
Yes. Yep.
And I think it was.
And you and
right
I had a discussion going, wow, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, right after I left here, that I got the notice that they were canceling it, and that was the day that it started, and I feel like that was the day everything changed, and it just everything fell crumbling down quickly, very quickly.
You know, I know you and myself and tons of us out there want to wave a wand and have it be back to the way it was, but chances are that's not going to happen anytime soon.
It's not, and it's been a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, it's a lot to go through when you've been in an industry in a long time and you realize that it may never be the same if it makes it. And that's a really scary thing.
But the desire to go to, see, here's what, and you know your business, I don't, I'm on the outside, but people wanting to have entertainment, to be at an event or something, there's a desire there that maybe we will figure out some other way to do it. And maybe it's like you're talking about, it's a mask ordinance and it's not just like it, but you at least get to go out and do something.
I mean we're trying to do anything we can, like with this movie series. We really struggled over whether to have it or, you know, how we could do it safely, and you know, I'm going to ask for everybody's patience. If you come, please be patient with us, because this is all new. We've never had to do this sort of thing, and we're
y'all are trying to normally put a seat in every seat, some meat in every seat.
Yeah, we call it butts and seats.
Yes.
I mean, you know, heard that term before, and that's, and the hotel industry calls it heads and beds. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you want to be full to capacity.
It's your job, yeah,
and that's how you make money.
But not anymore.
No, this is more about just being able to provide people something to do in a safe manner.
And I think there's a lot of, we talk about the mental health issues that go around with, you know, dealing with this. That's having something to plan and look forward to, I think, is a big deal for a lot of people.
Just to get out of your house and see something different and go downtown and be outside and walk down the street and go to the restaurants, go support them. They're hurting. And that's the bad thing for us. I think we had a rough fall with the mold remediation work at the Sanger, and we know how bad that hurt the restaurants and the bars, and we know how much they benefit when people come down to our events. And we're friends with all these people, and so, you know, we feel a sense of pressure and just wanting to be able to, you know, help our neighbors, and because we see them hurting, and we want to help them too. You know, of course we all want to have our jobs as well, but you know, it's more about just how can we do this safely, because the reality is right now we can't have concerts, not the way we were supposed to or used to, not the way we want to do it.
Right.
And you can't get a promoter to take that financial burden on when they're hurting badly right now. So, you know, we're looking more at events like these that we can do safely, that don't cost a lot of money. You know, it's $6 for an adult, $3 for a child or a senior 60 and over. And that's
something to look forward to and go out and have an event with the family.
Be out of the house for a couple hours and you know, just something to do.
All right. Let's do this. Best of luck. We'll talk as we go through the weeks here and talk about specific movies. Remind everybody when Sundays and Thursdays. But you drop me a note and I'll tell everybody. Remind them when, you know, like Airplane or, you know, whatever.
I'll do it. I'll remind you.
All right, Mary Lee, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, wrap it up for today's program. Paul Feinbaum on the way in next. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock for Mobile Mornings. Check us out online at fmtalk1065.com. Also, facebook.com, which... The whole time I've been doing this show, Leanna has absolutely stacked the Facebook page with stuff that you have got to see, whether it's the Safer at Home order from, or the mask order from Governor Ivey, or the response from other politicos in the state, and a whole bunch more. Check that out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Also, a reminder as well, Dr. Bill will give us another forecast tomorrow, but he's calling, here's good news, for events, and an event that had a hard time, of course, Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. At least they caught this break. Marine forecast looks really good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as it sits now. So while they've gotten a lot of other bad news over the last few months, a good forecast. Y'all get your tickets and go take part in that as well. All right, Feinbaum on the way next. See you mañana. Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system.